The big question, who's going to own GM when all is said and done?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning. From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. General Motors will reportedly go through with its initial public offering on Thursday. That's going to mean taxpayers will get some of their money back from the government's rescue. Now, in China, state media reports the carmaker SAIC Motor, that's a Chinese company, has agreed to buy a big stake in the American automaker. The BBC's Chris Hogg is with us now from Shanghai with the latest. Hi, Chris.
Hello.
Why would the Chinese be interested in buying a stake in GM?
Well, this is coming from unnamed sources. SAIC isn't commenting today, but China might be the biggest auto market in the world this year, but the US market is still the most profitable. This is likely an attempt by SAIC to strengthen its ties with the US automaker. Now, although some in the US may be uncomfortable with the idea that the Chinese are buying a stake in GM, GM is an international company that has to do business on a global basis, analysts say. The US Treasury, of course, has been clear that the international investors are welcome to invest in GM.
Hey, Chris, how important is SAIC to GM's success in China?
It's vital. GM couldn't sell cars in China without partnering with a local business. Now, this deal will need Chinese government approval if it goes through, but the Chinese government ties with SAIC are very close indeed, so that shouldn't be a problem. GM said earlier this month that it had become the first international car maker to sell 2 million vehicles in a year in China. So this close relationship between these two companies is very important for both of them.
The BBC's Chris Hogg in Shanghai. Chris, thanks.
Thank you.
Cars and construction material contributed to a rise in retail sales. The Commerce Department said today total sales ticked up 1.2%, the biggest jump in 7 months. And that's just ahead of the all-important holiday shopping season. Congress gets back to work today, and topping the agenda is the fate of the Bush tax cuts that expire at the end of the year. The Obama administration says it's for extending the middle class cuts and indicated over the weekend a possible compromise on those tax cuts that affect the wealthiest Americans. There's also another tax break that runs out soon. You didn't hear much about it, but the White House included it in the huge stimulus package. Did it work? Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer.
The White House thought people would spend the extra money if they didn't know about it. 95% of us just had less tax taken out of our paychecks, about $65 a month for families. But University of Michigan economist Joel Slemrod says most of us saved the money or paid down debt. He asked about 1,000 taxpayers what they'd do with the stealth cash. Only 13% said they would spend it. Slemrod says most people are like him, on a budget, and the recession hasn't helped encourage spending. Only a separate tax rebate check would make him a big spender.
If I got a check in the mail, it might convince me to splurge on a nice dinner with my wife.
But Chuck Marr at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities says Slemrod is only looking at upper-income taxpayers.
Middle-class, working-class people who live paycheck to paycheck, if their paychecks are larger, they're going to spend more.
Marr says if Congress lets the stealth tax cut expire, those workers' paychecks will shrink and they'll spend less. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Global stock markets are all over the place at the moment. That's despite a solid economic report coming out of Japan today. Tokyo's Nikkei was up slightly, about 1%. Wall Street Friday, the Dow fell 90 points to close at 11,193.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt. It's more car than electric. By Ally Bank, offering its Raise Your Rate CD, as well as an online savings account and money market account. Learn more at AllyBank.com. And by the Wall Street Journal Weekend, offering four sections of ideas and information, available at newsstands every Saturday.
The Federal Reserve has begun pumping money into the U.S. economy, saying that'll bring down long-term interest rates. But other countries claim the U.S. is simply adding to turmoil in the currency markets. Fortune magazine's Alan Sloan says it's yet another example of the U.S. economy not holding the clout it once did. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Steve.
How did the U.S. get into this position?
Well, the U.S. messed up its economy by having a bunch of bubbles. It's overborrowed from the rest of the world. And now, instead of being a huge creditor nation, it's becoming dependent on everybody, and that's a weak position to be in.
Does the Federal Reserve have the same global economic clout that it once had?
Alas, it doesn't. It's in the same position as the country because as the U.S. has declined relative to the rest of the world, so has the Fed. And we're used in this country to thinking of it as all-powerful, and it's not even remotely all-powerful.
Is it because, Alan, of the downtrodden U.S. economy that the Fed is weaker, or is it the other way around? Chicken or egg here, Alan?
Well, it's a little bit of both. I think we could call it a Chegg, where part of the problem is the Fed lowered short-term interest rates to zero to bail out the U.S. economy and the world financial system. But the U.S. economy is still weak, so the Fed is inventing all of these things, including this stuff called quantitative easing that is not going down well in the rest of the world because it's debasing the American currency and running up the price of commodities.
Who's getting stronger, Alan, because of the Fed's weakness and because of the American weakness?
Well, collectively, the rest of the world is getting stronger relative to the United States. If I had to pick winners and this were a sports show, which I guess to some extent I have to do,
yeah.
I would pick China. I would pick Germany, though I'd want to come back in 5 years and see if they were still winning.
Will the economy, the U.S. economy, Alan, ever get its luster back? And when I say that, I mean the Fed as well?
Absolutely. The United States economy will get better and will be lustrous. The Fed will get some of its luster back, but both of them, you have to think of them as like aging ball players. They're still pretty good, but they're not what they were, and they're never going to be.
You and your sports metaphors. Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan. Alan, thanks.
You're welcome, Steve.
And finally, some researchers in Canada say men are more relaxed when they see cooked red meat. Scientists at McGill University says it could date back to early humans hunting and gathering and then happily eating their catch with their families. That was, of course, obviously before the in-laws started coming over for dinner. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Cotton futures are hitting record highs this year. Part of the reason for that demand is a group of U.S. cotton growers and importers called Cotton Incorporated.
There were people, I can recall, people back in the early 70s were very, very skeptical of paying this organization to do something.
I'm Bob Moon, making us think twice about cotton, next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.